Hi, Barbara. You're calling from
Hi
Ording.
there.
What's on your mind, ma'am?
Last time I talked to you, you mentioned because of my lack of stomach acid at my age that I should have the Heidelberg test.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I
That's the
didn't
name of
quite
it.
understand what it consists of and what it
Okay.
does and where you can get it. And a
Okay.
doctor in the Tacoma, Puyallup area.
All right. The only place where that test is presently done in Western Washington is at the Tahoma Clinic, which I'm afraid to say is in Tukwila and not Tacoma or Puyallup. They
Okay.
just don't have the equipment. I don't know why. It's very useful equipment, particularly for a physician's office that's seeing mostly adults. Okay, now here's how the test is done. One swallows a capsule that's about the size of a multiple vitamin capsule. However, it's a plastic capsule, and it's smooth, and it's rounded, and in one end of it, it has a little teeny hole, and once it's swallowed, and in the stomach, whatever the juices are in the stomach get through that little teeny hole and into the insides of the capsule. It's hollow. Now, what's in that hollow is a little teeny pH-sensitive electrode, which means it can tell you exactly what the degree of sensitivity is. It's called pH, as you know, pH 2, pH 3, pH 4, whatever it is. And there, it's hooked up with a little teeny FM radio transmitter, and it transmits the signal to the computer screen that you're sitting in front of, and the technician who's assisting with the test will show you, well, there, your pH is 4, your pH is 5, whatever it is. And then we follow the instructions that were researched by a group of Canadian universities, and they said if you have a person, after you establish what the initial pH is, swallow a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda in water, and that goes down the stomach, and immediately you'll see on the screen, look at that, the pH went up to alkaline, which is around 6, 7, 8, like that. And then what the Canadian universities say is that a normal stomach should be able to make enough acid to bring that pH acid alkaline measurement down to a pH of 2 within 20 minutes or less, 5 times in a row. So if it comes down the first time and the second time within 20 minutes, but the third time it doesn't, oops, we've got somebody with 40% of normal function. Now, there certainly are people who 5 times in a row, bang, 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 it comes down to normal within 20 minutes or less, and you can see it on the computer screen. But that's not so often in those of us who are older. Most of us after 60, particularly, have one or another degree of low stomach acid. The reason we want to know what the degree is we want to recommend the right amount of hydrochloric acid pepsin capsules for those folks. Not too much, not too little. And that's how the test is done, ma'am. And other questions about it?
I think my stomach acid from what I've been doing has come back a little bit because
yay.
I get my stomach lets me know that it's hungry, so I figure that's a good sign.
Well, it is a good sign, ma'am. It's a good sign. I can't tell you if that correlates with acidity or not, but it's always a good sign if your stomach lets you know and it hasn't been doing that for a while. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I must be doing something right then, huh? But
okay.
I will try to contact your clinic, and I'll have to have my sister, you know, bring me up there. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If there are a facility in your area, I would certainly be happy to tell you. But right now, there isn't. The manufacturer tells me that, too.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Doctor. Appreciate
You're welcome.
Your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.